top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Friday, April 5th, 2024, in the headlines. A Ghana Dorival from Jazz in the City announces Qatar's recognition of April as Jazz Month, urging support for this fringe event leading up to the Jazz and Creole Festival.
DA.com. Right on cue.
African and Caribbean nationals are pushed for the establishment of an international tribunal aimed at addressing the issue of reparations for injustices of the transatlantic slave trade. And Ousmane Sonko, a Fayaban politician, is Senegal's new prime minister after he rallied with youth to enable the election of his top lieutenant Bassirou Diomaye Faye as president.
D5, the big station.
The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Details coming up next.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fenced pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
A Ghana Dorival representing Qatar restaurant revealed the establishment acknowledgement of April as Jazz Month, encouraging individuals to participate in this pre-event leading to the Jazz and Creole Festival. Renowned for its diverse themed nights, Qatar restaurant pledges an exhilarating roster of artists, promising to meet patrons' expectations. This event serves as an appetizing precursor to the upcoming Jazz and Creole Festival scheduled for May.
Now let's talk about lineups, because April is going to knock your socks off. We kicked off the month in style with Miracle and Band, setting the stage for what's to come. On April 9th, Nizaya and her powerful vocals will take us on a musical journey. Returning to Jazz in the City on April 16th is V, one who's one of our favorites. Fael will show us his diversity in genres, proving that Calypso is just one style of music he can pull off effortlessly on April 23rd. Now the grand finale on April 30th, our official Jazz and Creole Fringe event, will see none other than the Mozart Winston Quartet, featuring Tasha P and Kikora from Guadeloupe, among other stellar musicians like Leon Sejar, Jacob Timothy, and Yussi Pavola, the sax man himself. Keeping with this year's Jazz and Creole theme, Creole Fusion, Jazz in the City has dubbed our Tuesdays as Creole Crescendo, which is simply a musical term that signifies a gradual increase in intensity, volume, and excitement specifically within Creole music. This promises a moment where the energy builds, reflecting the rich, diverse heritage of Creole culture.
Dorival emphasizes that Jazz in the City transcends mere entertainment, portraying it as a vibrant celebration of the nation's cultural heritage. She urges individuals to actively participate in this year's Jazz festivities, highlighting the significance of engagement in the event.
Jazz in the City isn't just an event. It's a celebration of our country's rich culture. On that note, I invite you all to join us on Tuesday nights at Katai from 7 to 11 for an unforgettable experience of music and community that will leave you tapping your toes and craving more. Let's continue to champion and support our local artists and make this April a month to remember. Thank you for your support, and let's jazz it up together.
And that was Hey Ghana Dorival from Jazz in the City. The Eastern Caribbean Central Bank is partnering with the IMF and convening a workshop on fuel pricing and carbon taxation for the countries of the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union scheduled from April 4th and FIFA 2024 at the ECCB headquarters in St. Kitts and Nevis. The workshop is jointly funded by the Caribbean Regional Technical Assistance Center. This event aims to assemble officials from ministries of finance and trade across 8 ECCU nations. With the guidance of the IMF technical experts, participants will delve into crucial topics concerning fuel pricing mechanisms and carbon taxation. The workshop's hands-on approach seeks to bolster member countries in their endeavors towards fiscal stability and climate resilience. Key discussions will encompass recent shifts in global oil prices and many other issues, including the examination of international policy responses to fuel price fluctuations. Moreover, attendees will explore various fuel pricing strategies, their design components, and the lessons learned from international best practice. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. A male individual was rushed to the Dominica China Friendship Hospital yesterday following a boat accident possibly caused by a spark of fire. The blaze ignited in the early afternoon and persisted for several hours before being extinguished in the Newtong area. Deputy Fire Chief Wayne Later, in a statement to state-owned radio yesterday, disclosed details of the incident, stating that, according to the individual involved, Rikong Te, that after the refueling, the boat was taken out to sea to ensure everything was in order, when suddenly an explosion occurred, resulting in the fire outbreak.
I can confirm that at approximately 12:45 this afternoon, that the Roseau Fire Station staff responded to a fire in the Newtong area, and that's off the Anchorage Hotel. A boat was on fire. On responding, they found that it was an open keel boat constructed with fiberglass, and it measured approximately 29 feet. And that boat was out, and from investigation, what we found out is that the boat belonged to Danny Bellet of Bafestet. It was at the time operated by another young man, and that young man reported that he was refueling the boat and took it out to check, and then he took the smell of fuel, and suddenly there was an explosion. That explosion threw him off the boat and he sustained some burnt injury.
Deputy Fire Chief Wayne Later. Blossom Dominica was founded in 2023, says it's dedicated to celebrating and promoting Dominica's Caribbean culture. Through events like the Afro-Caribbean Fashion Show, they aim to enhance incredible diversity, creativity, and strength, as well as resilience of the community, fostering a deeper resilience and appreciation of the country's rich cultural heritage. Chief Executive Officer of Blossom Dominica, Kimara Matthew, is excited to announce the upcoming Afro-Caribbean Fusion Show, scheduled from April 6, 2024 at 4:30 p.m. at The Realm in Roseau. Speaking to Q95 News on Thursday, Ms. Matthew says, and I quote, "This fashion show explosion is more than an event. It's a journey through time designed to pay homage to our ancestors while celebrating the vibrancy and resilience of Afro-Caribbean culture today," close quote. She aims to inspire a greater appreciation from the nation about Dominican culture, raising awareness and promoting cultural diversity. Sponsors for the event are The Realm, RS Fabric & Things, Springfield Trading, National Bank of Dominica, the Small Business Unit, Jay's Faces, and Eyeing That Movement, Cameron Sandals, Lani's Hair Creations, S-Mart, and K-Tech.
So the event is really geared towards encouraging persons to embrace our heritage and our identity. So Afro-Caribbean is really a product of Blossom Dominica, because one of the things that we have been encouraging is persons to tell a story. And we know that Dominica has a story. So on the 6th of April, which is this Saturday, we will be telling Dominica's story, and we're going to go all the way back to slavery. And we are connecting the dots to emancipation, and we are wrapping it up the way we are now, right now, as a people, as islanders, as Caribbean people.
Ms. Matthew also advises attendees and visitors for Saturday's show and Dominica Diaspora that they can purchase the company's clothing online at the website www.blossomdominica.com.
Blossom Dominica is a e-commerce platform that really helps to highlight all the beautiful things about Dominica or living in the Caribbean. And so we have created this platform to connect cousins living abroad to products that they are unable to access while they are sick in green pastures overseas. So you know that many times you'd have persons in Canada, persons in the States, they have to represent. They have to go to a function and they need it to represent their country, their culture. They are not able to go on Amazon and order, but they can go on Blossom Dominica and order a tech cafe, order a warp duet, order a nice straw bag, order a nice covered pair of heels. So we have made it accessible. We have made it easier for persons to access local products made from Dominica that is Dominica online.
And that was the CEO of Blossom Dominica, Kimara Matthew. Former Tourism Minister and Coordinator of Dominica's Digital Economy, Mr. Robert Tong, says the time is ripe for educators to grasp the positive uses of AI in education. Tong informed teachers of the ways in which they can counteract and prevent negative outcomes of AI in the classroom during the 7th Biennial Convention at the Goodwill Parish Hall on April 4, 2024.
To address these concerns of the dependency on technology, teachers can implement several strategies. One would be balanced integration, proactive learning, encourage offline activities, teach digital literacy, and foster self-regulation. By taking these proactive approach to addressing dependency on technology, teachers can empower students to harness the benefits of AI while developing essential skills for lifelong learning and success. AI can provide personalized learning experiences tailored to each student's individual needs, abilities, and learning styles. Just imagine if you had to create learning programs for all of the children and you had to write up, let's say there were 7 different profiles, just imagine how much time that would take. You can now use AI to assist you to create those profiles based on the particular profile of each and every student. For example, AI-powered adaptive learning platforms can assess a student's strengths and weaknesses and deliver customized lessons and exercises to help them master difficult concepts at their own pace. Not only benefit students by making learning more engaging and effective, but also empowers teachers by providing them with valuable insight into each student's progress and performance.
And that was a former Tourism Minister and Coordinator of Dominica's Digital Economy, Robert Tong. A release from the Dominica Media and Communications Association stated that the media landscape in Dominica is a small space where practitioners are more than just familiar with names and faces and is a close-knit group. The release commented on the passing of Elias Orville Dupas and said, "We are fortunate to have in our space an extraordinary individual whose impact left an indelible mark on those who consumed his content, his colleagues, and the community at large. He was a visionary, a mentor, a friend to all of us who held the privilege of working with him. Elias embodied the spirit of creativity and innovation, tirelessly pursuing the boundaries of what was possible in his field as a content creator, digital transformation strategist, photographer, and entrepreneur. He approached every endeavor with passion and dedication. His commitment to progressive thought and action was evident in every project he undertook, leaving behind a legacy of excellence that will inspire many and endure for generations to come. Throughout his career, Elias was a steadfast advocate for the power of communication, whether through his work at 365 MP, the company he co-founded with friends, or his roles at Digicel, the Electoral Office, and Invest Dominica Authority. He consistently sought to share information, spark dialogue, and foster understanding. Dupas' innate ability to connect with others, coupled with his unwavering commitment to integrity and excellence, made him a trusted advisor and mentor to countless individuals. Beyond his professional achievements, Elias will be remembered for the warmth, kindness, and generosity he extended to all those who crossed his path. He was not only a recognized presence in the media community, but also a beloved husband, father, and friend. His bright smile, engaging personality, and enthusiasm for life and life's special moments will be remembered by all who knew him. As we mourn the loss of Elias Orville Dupas, the Dominica Media and Communications Association pays tribute to his awesome life and legacy. We extend our heartfelt condolences to his wife, son, family, friends, and colleagues. May his memory serve as a source of inspiration and comfort to all who were touched by his extraordinary spirit. Though he may be gone, his influence will continue to resonate, guiding us towards a future filled with compassion, creativity, and connection. Rest in peace, our friend, our brother in the media. In other news, a growing coalition of African and Caribbean nations is rallying support for the establishment of an international tribunal aimed at addressing the historical injustices of the transatlantic slave trade. The United States has thrown its weight behind a United Nations panel central on this initiative. Similar to the trials following World War II, the proposed tribunal gained momentum last year and is now gaining traction within the broader slavery reparations movement. Eric Phillips, a vice chair of the Slavery Reparations Commission of CARICOM, revealed that the idea of a special tribunal was formally recommended by the United Nations Permanent Forum on People of African Descent in June. It has since been further explored by regional bodies in Africa and the Caribbean region. Although the precise scope of the tribunal is yet to be determined, a preliminary report from the United Nations Forum suggests it should address reparations from various historical injustices. And Senegal's newly appointed Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko mobilized the country's youth to support his close associate Bassirou Diomaye Faye in becoming president. As anticipated, Sonko has now assumed a prominent position in return, a staunch critic of former President Macky Sall. The 49-year-old Sonko was disqualified from running in the March 24th presidential elections due to a defamation conviction.
Ousmane Sonko, a firebrand politician, is Senegal's new prime minister. He rallied Senegalese youth to enable the election of his top lieutenant, Bassirou Diomaye Faye, as president. Now, as expected, he has secured a top role in return. A fierce opponent for Sall, Sonko was barred from standing in the March 20th presidential election because of a conviction for defamation. He denied any wrongdoing. Sonko chose the little-known Faye as his replacement, urging his supporters to back him instead.
There will be no war because these elections will not be a battle. The real challenge will be to see how to manage this country after the elections. These are the two things we have left. We are at this stage. Some think we will seek revenge. There will be no revenge. There will be justice.
After rising to prominence when he came third in the 2019 presidential election, Sonko has faced arrest and trial several times. He was accused of rape in 2021 and detained. That triggered a wave of deadly clashes between police and his young supporters. He was ultimately convicted of morally corrupting a young person in that case, and the rape charge was dropped. He was arrested again in July 2023 and charged with fomenting insurrection, criminal conspiracy and other offences. Sall's government dissolved Sonko's PASTEF party days after, blaming it for stoking violence. He was handed a six-month suspended sentence for defamation, which blocked him from contesting the March vote. Sonko has said all charges were politically motivated. He and Faye both left jail less than a month ago, thanks to a new amnesty law introduced to ease tensions in a country that is usually one of West Africa's most stable democracies.
That- That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Haganah Dorival from Jazz in the City announces Qatar's recognition of April as Jazz Month, urging support for this fringe event leading up to the Jazz and Creole Festival. African and Caribbean nations push for the establishment of an international tribunal aimed at addressing the issue of reparations for injustices of the transatlantic slave trade. And Ousmane Sonko, a fireman politician, is Senegal's new prime minister after he rallied with youth to enable the election of his top lieutenant,
when it happened,
Bassirou Diomaye Faye, as president.
Regional and global.
The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I am Fidis Environment.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95. The Big Station.